I see. So Chazal say, Mishenichnas Adar, Marabim B'Simcha. Even if Purim has passed, the whole Zman is a Zman of Simcha. But the real memory of the Gemara is, Kishem Shemishenichnas of Mematim B'Simcha, so too Mishenichnas Adar Marabim B'Simcha. So there's a connection between Mishenichnas Adar and Mishenichnas Av. You have to understand why that is. A couple other questions, which we'll try to circle back to, is that the turning point of the whole Purim story is the moment that Esther goes in, Lefnai v'Lefnim, to the Melech. And the Megillah says, V'atilbash Esther Malchus. And this is a very significant Levisha. Chazal say that she dressed up in Ruach HaKodesh. But to try to dig a little bit deeper into the significance of these Levushim, Atilbash Esther Malchus. Furthermore, there's something to be said about the Tchilas Mordechai. Shoshanes Yaakov, Tzahala V'Samecha, Biroisim Yachat, Tchilas Mordechai. What was the big simcha of the Tchilas of Mordechai? And the Gemara says that Bnei Israel were held accountable for their actions, and they deserve this gzeira of Haman because of two things. They went to the Suda of Achashverosh, they were Nen and Mesudas Achashverosh, and secondly, that they they bowed down to the Tzelem of the Ruach HaNetzach. So the Gemara has a whole discussion with Shimba Yechai and his Talmidim. And the reason why they're saved is because there's a limud tzchas, le'asu el l'panim, that they didn't, that they didn't do it b'lev nefesh, they only did it l'panim, only on the surface. So that needs an explanation what that means. And we're already approaching Parshas Parah, and there's a Medrash Pliya which says, what did Korach see? Mara Korach, that he made a machlekes against Moshe and Aaron. And the Medrash says, he saw the Parsha of Paraduma. He saw the Parsha of Paraduma. And lastly, there's a kapitel in Tehillim, the Medrash says that as Haman was taking, strolling Mordechai around town, the Bnei Yisrael sang Shira. And what Shira did they sing? So the Medrash says, they sang the Shira of Hodi Lashem Kitoy of Kidalam Chasta. One second. What does that mean? That they sang the Shira of Hoyd Lashem Kitay of Kilm Chasta. Why was that the appropriate capital to say at the time? Okay, so those are the questions, and we'll see. Now, to understand that Achashverosh and Haman were very clever people. And they didn't just sit around one day, you know, outside on a nice spring day, having a casual conversation about how to destroy the Jewish people. They were very wise, they were very knowledgeable, and they looked back historically to see who and how were successful in their attempts of making a pogrom in the Jewish people. And the most successful and the root of all vicious attacks against Bnei Yisrael comes from the Chet HaEgel. And if we understand and we break down what was the Hatzlacha that the Erev Rav had in being Machshel Bnei Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel, we can understand the wisdom of Haman Achashverosh and what they did. So the Torah describes the Chet of the Egel as Vayakumu Letzachek, and it requires to hold cup now because we're going to, you can see from the questions that we're going to go on a journey to get to the answer. So the Torah says Vayakumu Letzachek, that they got up to do tzachayk. And the Chazal tell us that although on the surface we only see that Bnei Yisrael were nechshel and Avodah Zarah, there was also an element of Avodah Zarah and Gidur Arayos. And that's called Vayakumu Letzachek, that they were frivolous. and they committed the aveiros of avodah zara and gilui arayos. And that brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath on the Jewish people. Now, Bilaam was also a very wise person. And Bilaam and Balak got together. Although Bilaam was not successful in cursing the Jewish people, they were successful in Ma'aseh Shittim. And Bilaam told Balak, if you want to be Machshel B'nei Yisrael, you have to get them with Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. And that's exactly what they did. They took the girls of Midian and Moab and they sent them into battle against the Jewish people with Getchkas, with Avodah Zarah around their necks, and they told them to bow down, and then they would have Gilui Arayos with them. And there was a Magefa. There was a Magefa. And that's really what Ahasuerus and Haman were into. That they looked towards Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, that they bowed down to the Tzelem of the Nebuchadnezzar, and they were neheneh from the Sud of Ahasuerus. It doesn't mean that they were neheneh from the fine wine and the delicious barbecue. They were neheneh from Gilui Arayos, the Arizal says. And because they were nichshon of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, that's why there was a gzera. They reawakened the Cheta Ego. And that's, by the way, why the Medrash tells us in Pirkei de Balazar that everything in the Malchus of Achashverosh was decked in Zav. Everything was Zav. The reason why it was Zav was because they saw that as a Hishtadlus Chitzoni to awaken the Cheta Ego, which was an Egel Azav. Now, Moshe was successful against the Gzeira B'nei Yisrael by the Cheta Ego. And Pinchas was successful against the Gzeira against the B'nei Yisrael in the Ma'aseh Shittim with Bilaam and Balak. And we know that Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. And we see here in the Nes of Purim that Mordechai is in the place of Moshe. Without getting into that sugya, the Medrash says, Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan, Ish Yehudi, Moshe b'doiroi, Mordechai b'doiroi, Ish Yehudi ha'ish Moshe anav mikol adam, the Medrash says, Moshe milamala, Mordechai milamata, Moshe and Mordechai were one. And Charvona also participated. Charvona, we know, was Eliyahu HaNavi, he's Pinchas. It's all the same. So we see Moshe, we see Eliyahu. But there was another person involved in the Nes, that's Esther, and who does she correspond to? What's the root of her neshama that she was able to tap into a prior Hatzlacha against Amalek to bring down Haman and Ahasuerus? So for this we need to be mind a little bit more. One of the things that Chazal tell us which took place at the Sud of Ahasuerus was that Ahasuerus, he wore the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. And he did that in order to give a message to the Jewish people that the Beis HaMikdash would never be rebuilt. And the reason why he clothes himself in the begadim of the Kohen Gadol befrat, not just the regular Bigdei Kahuna, or any other begadim for that matter, was also because he wanted to bring attention to Aaron HaKohen. Because Aaron HaKohen was Chote at the Egel. When Moshe comes down from Har Sinai, and he sees what's going on, and he said, I don't understand, Aaron, I put you in charge. How could this have happened? Moshe says to Aaron, Haivesa Allah Chata Gadol, you brought a tremendous aveira against the Jewish people. And in fact, Aaron HaKohen loses two children, Nadav and Aviu, because of the Chet Egel. Like the Torah tells us in Sefer Devarim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a ketzef, an anger against Aaron HaKohen, lahashmidai. Rashi quotes Chazal saying lahashmidai means it's a gzeir against his children, that he lost two of his four sons. Now this word lahashmidai should ring a bell to something in the Megillah, because the Megillah always refers to Haman's gzeir against B'nai Yisrael as lahashmid, laharoig ula'abid, it's kol ha'yehudim, from men, women, to children. This is the gzeir against Aaron HaKohen. That Haman and Ahasuerus were trying to awaken the Cheta Egel, which is why again Ahasuerus, he donned the clothes of Aaron HaKohen to awaken the gzeiris lahashmidai against Aaron HaKohen, and to be mamshech on Bnei Yisrael at that time. That it should be a hemshech of the vayakum letzachik. The nehenefesu desachashverish, that would azara, which is why lahashmin is gematria vayakum letzachik. The same gematria. However, there was something which Haman and Achashverosh didn't know. Is that Be'emes and Pinyas HaTaira, Aaron was not Chote. Aaron was not Chote. And although it seems from the Torah that Aaron was Chote and he lost his children, wasn't because he was Be'emes Chote. Because his intentions were very good and very strong. He said, Chag LaShamachar. He didn't mean to chas v'shalom participate in the Chet HaEgel. Rather, he accepted upon himself the blame in order to redirect Hashem's wrath from the Jewish people onto himself, like the tzaddikim of all generations, that their moser nefesh for Klal Yisrael, that they should bear the brunt of Hashem's anger in order to spare Bnei Yisrael from that. Like we find countless times in the Torah about Moshe Rabbeinu, which is like Moshe comes down and he says, Aaron HaKohen, you brought upon the station of Chagadolah. And Aaron says, okay, I have to accept it upon myself. That's what it means to be a tzaddik of the generation. So he lost his children, not because he was found guilty, but in order to spare Bnei Yisrael. That's the godless of Ayidam Aharon. That he accepted the death of Nadav and Avihu, even though he wasn't responsible for the Chet HaEgel. He accepted it upon himself anyways. That was something that Achashverosh and Haman did not know. One of the things that the Parsha tells us in Parshas Tetzave, which always corresponds with Purim, it deals with the discussion of the Kohen Gadol and the close of the Kohen Gadol, which we see the connection to Purim. And Chazal tells us that there's two ways to inaugurate a Kohen Gadol into the office of being a Kohen Gadol. And that is either through the Shemen HaMishcha or through what's called Merubah Begadim, by wearing the clothes of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. Now we're going to move very quickly. The Megillah tells us that there were two parties, the 180-day party and the 7-day party. Why do we have to divide these two? So perhaps the pshat is like this. There's a missing piece, which Chazal tell us, that yes, Achashverosh wore the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, but Vashti also wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. It could be that Vashti wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. Why did she wear it for 7 days? Because that's a real shtach to the Kohen Gadol, to the Inyan Merubah Begadim, is that by wearing the clothes of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, the Kohen Hedra becomes a Kohen Gadol. And perhaps that's why her death was that Achashverosh tells her to come out without any clothes on. Because since they wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days and she violated the Inyan of Merubah Begadim, her gzar din was to come out without any clothes. But why is that important that Vashti wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol? Because of the following point. When Esther goes in to Achashverosh, and the Megillah tells us, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, that she wore the clothes of Malchus, the Zohar Kodesh says the following in Tikkunim Midaf Nezayin Aman Aleph. V'ihi Yom Kippur. The Zohar is discussing Yom Kippur, and we know Yom HaKippurim is Kippurim. Ihi Klila Mi'arba B'Gidei Lavan Me'Sirta D'Yamina, that the clothes of the Kohen Gadol are 4 B'Gidei Lavan from the right side, which is Chesed, and 4 B'Gidei Zohar from the left side, which is Din. And Behozimla this kashas bilin levush in the kapara, when the Kohen Gadol wears these clothes, it's marba, it could be said about this, that tilbash Esther Malchus. Ubahoin Allah sifnav lifnim, with these clothes Esther went lifnav lifnim, as it says, Vatamoid bachatzer beis hamelech hapnimis. The Esther wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Vim toimar. How is it shayach that Esther should wear the clothes of the Kohen Gadol? A hedjot is not allowed to wear the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. A woman is certainly allowed to wear the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. But there's a rule in Pnimiyas HaTorah that if the Sitra Acha breaks the rules, then it becomes fair game. And as soon as Achashverosh wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, it meant that these clothes are not exclusive anymore for the Kohen Gadol. And now even Mordechai was allowed to wear these clothes, as it says, "Mordechai yatza b'levush malchus." And as soon as Vashti wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, it meant that not only is a Jewish male hedjot allowed to wear the clothes, but even an Isha is allowed to wear the clothes. Who opened up those doors? Vashti opened up those doors. So therefore, Rishus was given to Esther, Vatilbash Esther Malchus, to wear those clothes and to go Lifnayav Lifnim to the Melech. And when Melech Achashverosh saw these clothes that Esther was coming in and wearing these clothes of the Kohen Gadol, at first, the Medrash says that he wanted to kill her. How could you do such a thing? But then afterwards, the Melech said, no, that's okay. Why is that okay? Because, L'chari, you're right. It's usher for her to be wearing the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. But didn't Vashti, didn't she wear those clothes? Zachar as Vashti, Ves Asher Asasa, Ves Asher Nigzar Leha. The Achashverosh never forgot. And that's why the Sharvet HaZav comes down. And you're not allowed to even go Lifnayav Lifnim wearing the clothes of the Zavid. The Kohen Gadol goes on with the Big Day Lavan. What is being taught here is as follows. That the Schus of Aaron HaKohen went in with Esther. That's why she was allowed to wear the clothes. But the Sharbet HaZav of Achashverosh shouldn't allow Aaron to come in. Because he was choyte by the Chet HaEgel, which was a Zav. But no, that's what you thought. When you wore those clothes to awaken Aaron's Chet and his participation of the Egel. But Be'emes Aaron was never choyte by the Chet HaEgel. So therefore, Mordechai is connected Moshe, and Harvona is connected Eliyahu, who is Pinchas, who had Hatzlacha in this Inyan of Arayas and Avodah Zarah. V'in Taimar Aaron, you think that he participated in the Chet and you can awaken his Averis? You're wrong. Esther is going to go in with Aaron HaKohen. Because Vashti made that happen. With this yesod, we can go back and explain and understand the questions which we spoke about before. Mishenichnas Adar, Marbe Mesimcha, and Chazal make the connection to Mishenichnas Av. Why? Because what's interesting is that there's another time in the Torah, which is not so well known, where Amalek makes an attack against the Jewish people. And that's in Parshas Chukas. The Torah tells us, I remember the exact quote, Vayavo Melech Arad Me'eretz HaKnani. And Chazal say, it really wasn't, Arad wasn't the king of Canaan. He was really the king of the Amalekim. They disguised themselves as Canaanim, but it was really Amalek. And the Torah tells us when, Rashi brings, when did Amalek attack the Jewish people now? After what? What had just happened in Parshas Chukas? After the Ptir of Aaron HaKohen. That you see that Amalek, that they jump on the Ptir of Aaron HaKohen, that Aaron participated in the Chet HaEgel, that's why he was killed? Right there is Amalek. Right after Aaron dies, Amalek is there to make war against Bnei Israel. And that's the connection of Mishenichnas Ad Marbe Mesimcha to Mishenichnas Av Memata Mesimcha. Rosh Chodesh Av is not only the beginning of the Tkuf of the 9 days. What happened on Rosh Chodesh Av? It's the Yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen. So Mishenichnas Av Ma'atim Mesimcha implies that in the Chitzonius there's a pagam in Aaron HaKohen. But Mishenichnas Ad Marbe Mesimcha means that there was really no pagam in Aaron HaKohen. And that goes back to our question of, if Bnei Yisrael were Chote, but the Tzelem Levuchanetzar, and also that they were Nefim Sudas Achashverosh, which is the root of Eris of the Chet HaEgel, what do you mean, Lo Asu Ela Lepanam? What kind of Levi Tzchus is that? You did the action. Teretz says, no. Is that what comes out on Purim is a Levi Tzchus for Aaron HaKohen of Lo Asu Ela Lepanam. And because Aaron Lo Asu Ela Lepanam, that's why you could see about Bnei Yisrael Lo Asu Ela Lepanam. It's only the Chitzonius who wasn't in the Pnimius. That's not really what they wanted to do. They had bigger, deeper intentions. And that's Limud Chos, but it's only Nisgala and Purim, that's Chos of Aaron HaKohen. And this was Korach's mistake as well, that Korach looked at Paro Aduma, and he made a machlokas against Aaron HaKohen. The Sfas learns, what was the tain of Korach? He said, I don't understand. Aaron was choted by the Cheta Egel. I'm a Levi, and Shevet Levi wasn't choted by the Cheta Egel. So how can you give the kahuna godola to Aaron HaKohen? He was choted and I wasn't choted. And he had a proof from Paro Aduma, because the Torah says in Parshas Chukas, which also mentions the death of Aaron HaKohen, parenthetically, that who is chosen to do the job of the Paro Aduma? Not Aaron HaKohen, his son Eliezer. Oh, says Korach, I see from Paro Aduma that Aaron was chote, because Paro Aduma comes to be mechaper in the Chet HaEgel. And if Aaron can't do it, that must mean that he was chote in Kateger Nasa Sanegar. What he didn't know is that it's not true. Aaron accepted the blame of it willingly, but not that he was really chote. And that was Korach's mistake, and there's a very big connection between Korach and Haman, which is not for now. But with this we can understand the Tchelis of Mordechai. Because Tchelis is the Parsha of Tzitzis. And what does it say in the Parsha of Tzitzis? V'loi sasuru achari levavchem achari neichem. In Chazal Darshan, achari levavchem zu minas avodazara, achari neichem zu arayis. That the whole Indian of Tzitzis is that it's a tikkun of Gilui Arayis. It's a tikkun of avodazara. And the Tchelis of Mordechai was the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, which is represented by Tchelis. And so they saw from the tchelis of Mordechai, not just his tzitzis, but the tchelis which he wore in his begadim, that he wore the clothes of the, perhaps of the Kohen Gadol, but something which resembled that, that they were sameich and that they understood that Aaron HaKohen wasn't chote, and if Aaron was a chote, then they weren't chote either. And we spoke about it already, about Tilvash Esther Malchus, why that's the turning point, that because Vashti wears the begadim, Esther's allowed to wear the begadim. And it goes, we can understand also why it is that they said the kapitel Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv Kilam Chasta. But Em is that there's two kapitlach in Tehillim which begin Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv Kilam Chasta. There's what's called the Halal Hagadol, which we say on Shabbos, and there's in the regular Halal, which we say by Yantav and Rosh Chodesh, which is the four stanzas of Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv Kilam Chasta, Yomano Yisrael Kilam Chasta. And you could darshan it either way because the Medrash is not specific which one. So for this drasha, you could say it's referring to the one in the classic Halal. Because in that halal we say Yoimuna Vesaron Kilam Chastai. And with this we can explain the Rama. The Rama says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a minhag on Purim to dress up, and he says dressing up on Purim means that men should wear women's clothes and women can wear men's clothes. That's what the Rama says. And all the mafreshim they destroy the Rama. They said, how could you be mater such a thing? Maybe in only a derabbanan you could be mater, but you could be mater in Isser Daraisa? And the Achronim, they're very strong against the Ramah, and Rav Avadya, for example, Paskin's very clear, you can't do that, it's Usser. And he quotes a whole slew of Achronim, Kedarko Bakoyedish, arguing on the Ramah. That Marcha, they have a very good point. You know, why should you be mater in Isser Daraisa like that? But Lefizah, it's not being mater in Isser Daraisa. It's not just an Inyan of Simcha. It's the Rama is telling you the shayrish of the Hatzal of Bnei Yisrael on Purim. Because what happened? Vashti put on the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. And that allowed Esther to wear clothes of the Kohen Gadol. So because a woman dressed up like a man, that's why there was a Yeshua for Bnei Yisrael. So it's not just a minug ba'alma for Simchas Hayayim. It's a zeche to the shayrish anes. So that's why, in conclusion, Aaron HaKohen is Gematria Purim. Because Purim has a lot to do with Aaron HaKohen. And through the efforts of Esther, who really represented Aaron HaKohen, that moment of Altibash Esther Malchus, it was in the schos of Aaron HaKohen to be Poel the Nes, hence the Gematria, Aaron HaKohen is Gematria Purim. Okay. That's it.